In the late 1980s, Marcy Penner's father stopped farming and followed his dream to be a photographer. He took photographs across Kansas and produced three richly illustrated coffee table books. Soon thereafter, Ms. Penner returned from a job in Philadelphia and joined her dad in producing guidebooks and slideshows about the state that became the genesis of the Kansas Sampler Foundation.
We would go to a town and say, we're doing a guidebook, it's free to be in it. What do you have in this town that we should include? And a typical response was, oh, this town has nothing. Go to another town. And after a while, that became pretty depressing. And it became clear that Kansans needed a shot of pride and needed to learn who they were, what they were all about.
You're not a depressing person.
I think some of that is honed from being around the opposite end, and it bothered me so much that I just wanted to be more upbeat, find the positive. In my prior life, I was an elementary guidance counselor, and that's often about raising self-esteem, which is what I think needed to happen with the small towns as well.
Marcy Penner says good chemistry among residents and a steel will to survive can perk up what would otherwise be dying small towns.
Here's an example. To keep a grocery store open, you need to be able to order $7,500 worth of product off the truck a week. So think of the size of our towns. Can they get $7,500 worth sold in a week? No. So you know what some of our towns do? They go together with another grocery store. In Northwest Kansas, there's 11 stores that go together to be able to meet that minimum.
I asked Marcy Penner to think of one town that's a sparkling success story and another that will most likely dry up and blow away.
That was easy for me to think of the successful town, and I'll tell you that the population is about 190. This is a town about 20 years ago was listed in the top 10 of town most likely to soon be a ghost town. But there was one person that moved into town, and he opened an antique business. And he had the vision that if all the abandoned stores in this two-block town would be filled with this niche business, that this town had a chance to thrive. Still, it was a town that was almost dead. It took about 10 years for this man's dream to happen, but eventually, not only did those abandoned buildings in that two-block area become filled with that niche, but they took it a step further. They developed a nostalgic look to go with it. So it wasn't just the niche, but they created sort of a pathway to an emotion for people that might come into the town. It was a snowball effect. They're going to make it. Segue to the town that's very bleak, a similar population. They have buildings that are boarded up. One of the two businesses that is open in town, it's very dirty, and to me that's the key, because there's not pride in that one business. And so I know right now, I feel, that that town probably won't make it. The other sign I see is that these buildings are not just abandoned, but they're falling down, and every day people who live in that town drive by those. It would be better if they were gone. So they have a constant reminder about their demise.
Marcy Penner says Kansas cannot expect to become much of a tourist destination. It has no majestic Rocky Mountains like neighboring Colorado, no oceanfront, no great theme park, no historical magnet like New Orleans or Philadelphia. It offers instead sweeping tall grass prairies, endless wheat fields, and a hefty sprinkling of small town shops and characters. Ms. Penner says it's a place for explorers, not tourists, curious people willing to take some time, get to know townfolk and farmers, and spend some money to keep little towns alive. Hence, a Kansas Sampler Foundation's project with a most unusual name, Lizard Lips.
Lizard Lips is a convenience store, bait shop, grill and deli, all in one. About a mile north of a town of 300 people in southeast Kansas. The biggest asset is a reservoir over there. The Kansas Explorers Club decided to pick one place in the state to use as an example about how lots of little money spent in a place could make a big difference. So we started an effort which in the end just became known as Lizard Lips. Our plan was to encourage 1,000 people to go to this place and spend $5. That's all they had to do was spend $5. And in the end then, that would, of course, become $5,000, which would mean that store wouldn't have to take out their annual $5,000 loan from the bank to pay employees during a slow time. Well, not only did it help Lizard Lips, but it made everybody who went in there and spent money feel real good, too. So it was a win-win effort, and people continue to go to Lizard Lips.
Of course, $5 here and $5 there won't likely save a town that has lost its school or its grocery store or its will to survive. But Marcy Penner keeps plugging away to pump up Kansans' pride. The Kansas Sampler Foundation has started what you might say is almost literally a grassroots network of rural community leaders aimed at strengthening small towns all across Kansas. It's called We Can, K-A-N. I'm Ted Lanfair.